Talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we are live from the Lead Bunker Studio, brought to you by Knutson's, your outdoor convenience store, brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And right now, we're going to go to the Ray Snell Sports Line because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com. Let's go to the Ray Snell Sports Line and let's welcome Alicia Mobley to the show. Alicia is the head coach of the Northwest Softball Mounties. Alicia, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us and talk with us. And boy, the Mountie softball team, they're off to one heck of the start to the 2022 season.
Yep, we're 6-0 right now, had a solid start. Even despite the weather, we were able to get inside this past weekend. So we're off to a good start, 6-0.
That's right, and you just ran through the competition in Brighton this weekend. Before we talk about the team, let's talk about the competition this weekend, because you had some pretty tough competition in Brighton, and you just ran through everybody.
Well, you know, I was really surprised and happy to see that Danielle Pizzo out there at Brighton High School has a nice, solid defensive and offensive team, so they brought some really good competition. Our score there was only 6-3, so their pitcher, Urbane, she held us to only 6 runs, but as a total, I mean, we definitely killed it for the weekend. We had a batting average for the weekend of .458 as a team. Our slugging percentage was .812. We had 9 home runs on the weekend, so we definitely smashed the ball. You know, our secondary pitchers got some opportunities to pitch. Our primary pitcher, Nevaeh Ingram, senior going to Grand Valley, you know, she pitched the majority of the innings, and, you know, she's definitely keeping that low ERA under 1 right now. So we did have a successful weekend.
Right. So when you look at the rest of the season, when you're looking at who you have to face in the I-8, who you have an idea of who you're going to be facing in districts and maybe even regionals, when you look at the rest of the season, and we're going to talk about the kids here in a second, but what are your expectations for your team this year?
Well, I expect us to play solid as we have been for, you know, this group of seniors. This is, well, technically their third year because of COVID, their freshman year. But they've played solid for the last 2 seasons. Going into this third season, I expect to see the same type of consistency offensively and defensively. We do have some tough competition coming up, namely this week. Matawan is a great competitor. We will face them on Tuesday. They have a solid coach in Alicia Smith. We also start our I-8 competition on Thursday against Marshall, which should be a good start. We have Western early in the conference as far as in the season. They're coming up next week, and that's always an intense competition. No matter what our seasons are like, whenever we play each other, it's right. Always a great battle and intense as far as, you know, the amount of fans that are there. It gives off a similar district feel every time we play Western. Really looking forward to this weekend. On Friday, Escanaba's traveling down to play in the Three Rivers tournament with us, but they want to play us on Friday for a single game, and we'll play them at home like we did last year, and that was nail-biter last year. And they've always been a powerhouse in the state of Michigan. And in the Three Rivers tournament, we're going to play St. Joseph, who's always great. Then we're playing Three Rivers, who has some great you know, top hitters in that program always year after year. Yeah. And then we finish up Saturday with Escanaba. So as far as the rest of the season, you know, local competitor that we think is going to bring some good competition, Michigan Center. We had a great scrimmage against Hanover Horton, who had some great young kids in the area. Really looking to get Grass Lake back on the schedule, because Roger over there at Grass Lake has a great program coming up, a lot of young kids, and really looking forward to playing them before we go into regionals in districts. Excuse me. So our district is going to have Olivet in it, is going to have Western in it. Olivet is the one that bumped us out last year. We did get the opportunity to play them this past Saturday. They did graduate quite a few players, but still does not take away from that program being solid year after year. So we're never going to overlook anyone. And then again, Western has always been, you know, quite the competitor. So we want to stay focused on them. So, but we do have a tough road on our hands as far as, there are several, great programs in the Division II, you know, as far as Chelsea, You know, Owosso has a great pitcher that's going to Kent State. So those are some key teams that we have to watch out for in the Division II road that we have ahead of us.
Now let's talk a little bit about the girls on your team. You've got six that are going to be playing at the next level. Just, I mean, this is the first time we've had a conversation. Let's kind of address this as you're introducing your team to our listening audience. Tell us about some of the girls on your team.
So as far as seniors that you just spoke of, we have the six that are signed to go play college softball. We've got Chloe Cooper, number three. She's going to Northwood to play. We've got Grace Pelizinski, who's our shortstop, number 13. She's going to Youngstown State Division I school to play. We've got Caitlin Peach Kennedy, who is our first baseman, number 7. She's going to Jackson College to play. We've got Maddie Rowley, number 22, who is going to Hope College to play. She'll catch out there. She's number 22. We've got Natalie Lutz, number 4. She's our left fielder, but she is going to catch over at Heidelberg College. And then we've got Nevaeh Ingram, number 99, pitcher that will be pitching at Grand Valley State University. We have 8 seniors, you know, and I don't want to miss the opportunity to speak about how exceptional these student-athletes are. Abigail Stickatowitz, Abby Stick, number 6, great academic athlete. You know, she's a great outfielder for us. And like I said, we have really strong academics in our program. Chloe Hinckley, number 11, another senior that's playing for us this year, another high academic and, you know, all-in player for the program and, this, you know, necessary for our success, base running and in the outfield and hitting also. Mm-hmm. We do have some young kids this year. Ari Good, number 9, she'll be playing some left field for us. She's also been getting good catching innings already so far. I would say she's, you know, tied for our second, third catcher. She is doing exceptionally well there. We've got Ava Golightly, who has completely come out the gates as a freshman, number 12. I think currently right now she's definitely up in the 400s batting average already. She's really flooded into the team nicely. She'll be playing second base for us and some outfield for us. Mm-hmm. We've got our returning catcher, Campbell Cloak, left-handed catcher. She is doing exceptionally well, getting a lot of innings. I think she's over 50% of the innings right now with catching. Also batting up there in the 400s for the team. She would be our sophomore. Izzy Rogers, also a sophomore, number 15, getting some pitching innings right now for us, trying to get some help on the mound. Because, again, with our senior pitcher signing to Grand Valley State University, we want to give the opportunity to some of these younger pitchers to show themselves for the program and get some innings in and also help ripen up our defense. You know, Nevaeh has a very low ERA. So our defense doesn't get to work a whole lot when she's on the mound, but when we put our secondary pitchers in, it really helps our defense get ready for those key games that we're going to play where the ball is going to be put in play. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate those two pitchers that we do have pitching for us right now. You know, they're getting innings, they're eating them up, and they're also getting our defense ready. So I feel good about what we have going on right now.
Well, yeah, and just seeing what you've done so far this year in the 6 games, I mean, what I'm seeing in your schedule is a lot of numbers going up for you and not so many going up for your opposing teams. It looks like you're pretty well balanced on offense and defense.
Well, it was crazy because we played Skyline on Tuesday last week, and we played them for a doubleheader, and usually we would be home both games, but I let our visiting opponent be home for the second game. And that is the first time in 6 years that we've ever had the score go in double digits. Uh-huh. And our scoreboard has an issue with the other number in the double digits, and we didn't know that because we've never had an opponent go into double digits ever in 6 years. So that's kind of interesting to me that had happened. But that's how great our pitching has been. I mean, I want to throw it back to, you know, Mallory West. Started it off 6 years ago, solid pitcher. She's over at Huntington University, pitched there for them. You know, she started it off with doing an excellent job. Bryce Lewis, also over at Jackson College, you know, she pitched there for a little bit. And she also did a great job with keeping low ERA. And then Nevaeh Ingram has just absolutely been killing it for, you know, going on now her 3rd year. And I really think she, you know, statistically has been getting really close to that 300 strikeouts a year number, which is, you know, in the category of missed softball, type of level. So she was All-State last year, and we're looking forward to her continuing her numbers even with less innings this year.
So when you look at the rest of the season, we kind of talked about the competition that you're going to face throughout the rest of the year, but when you look at the season towards the end of the season, I mean, what's the goal? Where do you want this team to be at the end of the season?
You know, we've always said that we want to be over 30 wins in our schedule because, you know, you look at the trends with state champions and you see that number is over 30 wins always with those teams that win the state tournament. You know, that's a big focus for us. Obviously, winning our conference again is always important to us. We never like to jeopardize that. But a big thing is just breaking that bubble of winning districts. You know, we've had a tough time with that. We've always had a really tough district. I think our maturity is going to help us this year, hopefully plow through that. You know, and I think as soon as we get there, then, I mean, we belong. I truly believe that we belong, you know, to making that long run in the state tournament with this group. They've put in so much time and energy, their families, the community, you know, just putting in that effort. And this, you know, this group definitely deserves it going forward. So, you know, our main goal is to get over 30 wins, win our district, win our conference, and, you know, whatever happens after that, you know, is always excellent. So
now with that said, and you've been coaching a long time, with that said, for you, what marks a successful season for you and for your kids?
Smiles, good tears, hugs, being a great teammate for each other. You know, win, loss, that's irrelevant to me. The work that was put in to get here, the process, is the most important thing for me. You know, the grind that they've put in for, you know, these girls, especially because they started off as managers, they're a 6 year, you know, I've been doing this for 6 years. They have put in 6 years, mm-hmm. you know, of time and energy and dedication, starting off as managers who were the grunts that were front tossing and, you know, shagging balls to now being the senior highlights, signed seniors. I mean, it's just the culmination, all of it. And like I said, it's about the smiles, the happy tears, the hugs, the being great teammates for each other. That's what is the most important thing for me with this group.
So now, as we're getting close to wrapping up here, great answer, by the way. Just we always talk about when it comes to the season, we always talk about scores, we always talk about stats. But one of the things that I always like to remind our listeners that when it comes to sports, softball, baseball, basketball, football, track, whatever, you know, it's more or less about the experiences. It's about the team, and it's really about helping young people grow into their own maturity. And you've been coaching a long time, and I'm sure you've seen that.
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, if you get a chance to take some peeks at some of our pictures from our youth camps that we do every year, I mean, these girls are great examples. They work well with our youth and our program. The feeder system that we've had here with great coaches, you know, our assistant coaches for the varsity level, co-head coach Dan Good and, you know, assistant coach Mike Rogers, you know, they've been coaching the travel program along with myself for the entire 6 years that I've been here. JV coach Kelly Szymanski also has coached the youth program. We've got great parents that have been involved in our youth system. But again, it goes back to always giving back to the program and giving back to the community in softball. And I feel like this group has done a great job with that.
Well, Alicia, again, thank you so much for your time here today. Hope the best of luck and a very successful season for you and for your squad. We're looking forward to following you through the rest of the season, and we're hoping that a little bit down the road as we progress through the season, you'll have some more time to check in with us. Would that be okay?
That would be great. We're awesome. Just going to keep pouring good in the world. Hopefully it comes back to us.
Alicia, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you, and we'll talk again real soon.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.